member Care Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. Today, we're going to think about something we hope you'd never have to encounter personally. Rabies. Rabies is an animal disease caused by a virus. It is deadly. It can happen in wild animals. It can happen in household pets like dogs and cats. It can happen in farm animals. Bats are common carriers of rabies on all continents. So are dogs. But the danger is not limited to those animals. Any warm-blooded animal can carry rabies, and any one of them can pass along the infection with a bite. The only continent where rabies has not been noted, apparently, is Antarctica. The World Health Organization estimates that about 55,000 people die each year from rabies. So the danger is something to take seriously. Even so, if you're careful, and depending on where you are, your risk could be relatively low. If you're working in Asia, especially South Asia, in Africa perhaps, or some parts of Latin America, then the possibilities of rabies are greater. The risk to most people in these areas is usually when you travel to a rural area, when you're trekking or even jogging. Another danger time is when you or your children touch what seems to be a friendly, if unknown, dog or cat or monkey or squirrel. Even the pets of your friends, especially dogs, can be dangerous if they have not been immunized against rabies and if their immunizations are not up to date. If you're bitten by a dog or any other warm-blooded animal, see a doctor as soon as possible, even if the animal doesn't appear to be sick. It is very rare that rabies has been passed along to a person without an actual bite from an animal. So to avoid catching rabies, try to avoid being bitten, licked, or scratched by animals such as dogs, cats, monkeys, or bats, or any other mammal, actually. InterHealth warns that children are most at risk. You need to keep a careful eye on them and explain why they should never touch an unknown animal. How can you tell if an animal might be dangerous? Well, there is not really an easy answer for that question. In some animals, dogs for example, there is often a change in their normal behavior. The dog might become more aggressive, but it might also become more docile and quiet and calm than would be usual for that dog. It may also appear to be afraid of water. An animal with rabies may not look sick until shortly before it is about to die, so it is best to take for granted that any warm-blooded animal you see in an area where there is a risk of rabies just might have rabies in its saliva. Many infected animals will behave quite normally, but if a dog or some other warm-blooded animal suddenly acts aggressive without warning and attacks you, then be warned, especially if there is rabies in that area. If you or your family will be traveling in, visiting, or living in an area where there is a possible risk of rabies, be sure to have vaccinations ahead of time. These are known as pre-exposure vaccinations. You may have heard that some people are afraid of the vaccinations, but modern rabies vaccine is simple and safe, and it is certainly better than the alternative of catching rabies. If you do have an encounter with a potentially rabid animal, then a further 2 doses of vaccine are needed. We'll have more about that vaccine and vaccinations later. But right now, you're probably wondering how long it takes for symptoms to start showing if you're bitten by an animal with rabies. That's a good question. And the answer is, it doesn't happen quickly. That might make you feel just a little overconfident. You might assume that you're safe because you don't feel sick. The actual time between the infection, that is the time you receive a bite from an animal with rabies, and the time when you get sick can be as short as 10 days or as long as 7 years. This is what is known as the incubation period. Actually, the time for symptoms of rabies to affect you averages somewhere between 3 and 12 weeks. Another report puts the time for humans to develop symptoms as between 4 days and 2 years, and usually between 30 and 60 days. So let's just say the time between bite and sickness can be variable. It can be within a few days, or it can be much longer. Be cautious. If you have been bitten, get more vaccinations to be safe and protect your life. Rabies is spread by infected saliva from an animal that has rabies. It enters a person's body through a bite or broken skin. The virus travels from the wound to the brain, where it causes swelling or inflammation. This is what will then lead to the other symptoms of the disease. In people, the symptoms of rabies include fever, headache, and fatigue. Then comes confusion, hallucinations, and paralysis. There is no known cure once the symptoms have started. Once the symptoms begin, the disease is usually fatal. A series of shots or vaccinations can prevent rabies in people who have been exposed to the virus. However, if this happens to you, if you're bitten by a dog or other animal, you need to get the shots right away. If an animal bites you, immediately wash the wound thoroughly, then get immediate medical care. As mentioned earlier, if you're going to be visiting, traveling, or living in an area known to have rabies, it would be very advisable to get the pre-exposure course of vaccinations. This involves 3 injections. The second is given at least 7 days after the first, and after another 14 to 21 days, the third vaccination is given. This pre-exposure course of vaccinations gives protection as soon as you've received the third vaccination. According to InterHealth, it is generally accepted now that after the pre-exposure course of vaccinations for rabies, this does not have to be repeated. Boosters are not needed, except for those people in high-risk jobs such as veterinarians and others working with animals. Treatment for a possible exposure to rabies is all about getting antibodies into your system to neutralize the virus before it reaches your brain. If you've had the pre-exposure course of rabies vaccine, then your immune system will have antibodies of its own to attach to the virus and stop it from moving. After a possible exposure, you then need to get just 2 more doses of vaccine. The first one you should get as soon as possible, and about 3 days later, get the second vaccination to boost your existing antibodies and make absolutely sure that the virus gets neutralized. Now, here's something you need to remember if you've not had any rabies vaccine before. Let's say an incident happens and you get bitten or scratched, or perhaps in a different situation, an animal, a mammal, gets its saliva under your skin. If that happens, you need to get an artificial source of antibodies to stop the virus from moving into your body. In this case, you also need to get a 5-dose course of vaccine so you can start to produce your own antibodies and continue to produce them. The artificial source of antibodies you need to get come as a blood product called human rabies immunoglobulin, or HRIG for short. For this part of the treatment, it can be very difficult to find a reliable supply. It carries with it a higher risk of severe adverse reaction. So you need to be in a place which has access to a good, reliable, and safe supply. This is to make sure you are safe when you have HRIG. You may have a problem deciding whether or not you wish to get rabies pre-exposure vaccine. This is understandable. Yes, generally speaking, the risk is low, but the worry is great. Also, some people hesitate to get the vaccinations because of the cost factor. These vaccinations can be quite expensive. There is one thing that may help you make up your mind. Rabies immunoglobulin is not readily available everywhere. In some locations, rabies immunoglobulin is not available at all. When you're making the decision about whether or not to have rabies pre-exposure vaccinations, remember this. Not only does it protect you against an important disease, it also protects you against a more invasive and risky treatment if you do happen to get exposed. So it would be a good and perhaps logical decision to take the pre-exposure vaccinations for your own safety and that of your family. But let's imagine that you somehow are bitten by an animal that might have rabies. You don't know for sure, because the animal doesn't appear to be sick. What is the first thing you should do? Again, according to InterHealth, wash the wounded area and the wound itself very carefully with soap and water. If possible, do this under running water from a tap to remove all the saliva from the animal and any dirt. Don't scrub the wound. After you have washed, then apply tincture of iodine or something similar, such as alcohol that is rated as at least 70%. If you don't have those available, then something like gin or whiskey will be of some help. Do not have the wound stitched up, certainly not in the first 48 hours. Start your post-exposure treatment for rabies as soon as you can. This may be just the vaccine, or it might need to include rabies immunoglobulin. Keep a close watch on the animal that provided the bite, if you can. Watch it for about 10 days. If it is still alive after 10 days, you could probably relax and stop any treatment you've started. Something else to keep in mind, be sure your tetanus shots are up to date. This means you should have received one within the last 10 years. There could be other kinds of infections from animal bites, such as from bacteria or viruses. So if an animal bite is one of your experiences, be sure to see a doctor as soon as possible. If you have children, you know that most of them love animals. This is usually fine. But if you're in an area where rabies may be a risk, then discourage them from touching animals, especially ones that are not known to you. The pre-exposure vaccinations are not given to children under 1 year of age. But if they are exposed, then the after-exposure treatments are given regardless of their age. That same advice applies also to pregnant women. By the way, here is some additional advice from InterHealth. If a local doctor suggests that a single injection or tablet is enough, do not accept that advice. If you're worried and you do not have confidence in the local medical people, then contact a specialist back in your home country for help. Be careful, be prepared, and be safe. A Moment for Your Health is a copyright feature presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.